take appropriate precautions in terms of carrying the right kinds of documentation that will document their having this relationship with UB that justifies their being here.
John Wood is Senior Associate Vice Provost for International Education at UB. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled parts of President Donald Trump's travel ban would be imposed. But students with relationships at accepted universities in the United States should be able to travel from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. However, Wood tells WBFO News they're monitoring the situation closely.
We're cautiously optimistic because we look at the Supreme Court decision. We see that it explicitly identifies international students from these affected countries as being or having a bona fide relationship with an American entity that thus makes them qualified for a visa and thus entry into the United States. So that's encouraging on the face of it.
Wood noted new students enrolled this fall at UB are coming from only two of the six countries listed on that travel ban. 20 new students registered from Iran and just three from Syria. The 90-day travel ban will still be in place at UB when it begins its first day of classes August 28th. The court is slated to hear oral arguments in October. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.